Hello and welcome to the Holding Our Hearts Ritual Teleclass. My name is Maggie Winchell and I am thrilled to have you join me for this ceremony tonight. You could be anywhere right now and you have chosen to be here. I am honored and I so look forward to sharing this time with you tonight. To get the most out of your experience, I highly recommend creating some quiet space for yourself, getting your cup of tea, and if you want to go really deep, then go ahead and gather the items from the ritual bring list. So that includes your printed companion worksheet, as well as something to write with. You'll also want some colorful markers or pencils. And if you want, you can get a large piece of paper. If you're someone who knows you like to draw big, then go ahead and get yourself a large piece of paper. There is a blank page within the companion guide that you can also use that's already there for you. And then you'll also want a shawl or a cozy blanket. If you really would prefer to simply listen along and follow along in your mind's eye, you're welcome to do that. And go ahead and do what feels right and good to you, okay? All are welcome. All right, so I'm gonna tell you a little bit about myself here and also the origins of the ritual that we're gonna do. So my name is Maggie Winchell. I'm a certified life coach, women's empowerment facilitator, expert mindset mentor, and ritualist. And for over a decade, I've been creating and holding space for women to have experiences of transformational growth. I've had the honor of touching thousands of women's lives from around the globe, all who were called to this path of personal development. I love it. It's my great passion, and it's so important. The world needs more empowered women who are living their life purpose, have the tools to access their intuition, know how to set clean and clear boundaries, and make choices in life according to their own internal compass. And this is exactly what I love to support women in learning how to do and be and live. Now, even with all this extensive background, the spiritual toolbox and the emotional awareness skills, I'm human. And in September, so just a month ago, I hit a real low point. And, you know, the timing of it was after the white supremacist rally in violence in Charlottesville. It was after Hurricane Harvey had created all this flooding. And Hurricane Irma was just barreling down on Puerto Rico. There were earthquakes, forest fires, and then in my personal life, I was having difficulty as well. So we had a family member pass away and another loved one continuing her cancer journey. And then in the purely mundane, but also very important, both of my young children were starting new schools. So it was a huge transition, right? And this was happening on all these different levels. So in those intense times, I find what serves me most, what helps me the fastest to actually come back to my center point and get grounded and really just like take that deep breath and plug back in, recharge my batteries for a moment so that I can get back up again. The thing that helps me do that is ritual. So ritual, it reconnects me with my inner truths. It heals me, offers me new perspectives, and re-centers me when things get rocky. Reminds me of my place in the universe. It kind of gives me that bigger perspective. And it restores me on a core level so that I can step back into action in a sustainable way. And right now, that right there is so important in our world. And that's what we're going to do tonight. So when I turned to ritual back in September, what emerged was this incredibly beautiful and powerful ceremony. And I shared it with my monthly ritual group, and it was just one of those amazing calls, and I wanted to share it with you, and that's what we're going to be doing tonight. So back in September, when these women came on the call, they were feeling similar to me, low, overwhelmed, burned out, in fear and anger and grief, right? And then by the end of doing this ritual, They were feeling joyful and energized, hopeful, more integrated, and ready for whatever would come next. And that's what I'm hoping for you tonight. So let's begin at the beginning. And I really invite you to be honest here, like kind of the raw human kind of honest, instead of the like, oh, but I can, you know, look at it in the positive or love and light, da da da. We're not going into that right now. We need to be very real with ourselves in order to actually do this healing work. You came to this call for a reason, right? So it's time to tap into that reason and honor it. So if you look in the companion guide, there's that first checking in question. And it's this: how is your heart feeling? How has your heart been feeling for these last 2 months with all this intensity going on? What has your heart been carrying? Now, this might look like a paragraph, right? You might actually pause this recording and dive in, and that would be beautiful. It might look like a laundry list where you simply need to like write it all down, everything on this full plate that has been your heart, where things have been so busy you haven't even had a chance to catalog it all or even begin to process it, right? So right now, take a moment. How is your heart feeling? Write it down. Actually, getting this on paper in and of itself can be hugely helpful, because then it stops swimming and spinning inside of us. You can actually see it on the paper. And once it's there, then you can begin to work with it. All right, so in the next bubble there, it says intention. So here, ask yourself, what are you hoping to get out of this call? What is your reason for being here tonight? And write that down. What are you hoping to get out of this call? Beautiful. Intention is a powerful thing. It brings so much clarity and focus for what you are here for. And I can say for me, what am I here for? I am here to hold this space. And my prayer for all of us tonight is that you get what you've come to receive, and that you release what you're ready to release, and that you begin to heal what you're ready to heal. In a moment, we'll be starting our ceremony together. And I'd like to ask that each of you take personal responsibility for your well-being. And this is because you know yourself far better than I do. And you are actually listening to a recording, so I'm not even right there with you, right? So please do take good care of yourself. And participate only to the level that feels right and good to you. All right? So, now that we're in agreement on that, I want you to go ahead and get ready. I want you to turn to the page with the labyrinth on it. And if you have gathered your items from the ritual bring list, then you'll want to have your shawl and your markers ready. And if you want that big piece of paper, have that ready too. All right, so go ahead and close your eyes and take a deep breath. We're going to begin here by toning Ma. And so instead of Om, we're going to tone Ma. M-A. We're going to do that 3 times. And I invite you to really give yourself to the vibration of it. Allow the vibration of the sound itself to really bring you present to this moment. And I also invite you to listen to the silence that comes in after the sound. So go ahead and take a deep breath in with your eyes closed. Ma. Ah. So, as you sit here with your eyes closed, I invite you to envision before you a glowing rose-colored orb, maybe with some like gold light around the edge of it. And this glowing orb symbolizes the energy of our ceremony. When you are ready, when you feel your yes, go ahead and in your mind's eye, reach out and touch this orb. And see it expand so that it's large enough so that you can actually step into the energy of this orb, of our ceremony. So when you're ready, in your mind's eye, step into this ritual space. And as you step in, you notice that it lights up even more. It welcomes you. And as you look out across the map of the world, you can see all these other orbs that have lit up when other women stepped into theirs, right? Lighting up all over the world. We've had 60 women register for this call. So go ahead and just imagine those 60 different orbs lighting up all around. So here we are, creating the sacred time and space to hold our hearts. So now go ahead and pick up your shawl and wrap it around you and breathe. It's time to go within. So right now, with your eyes lowered, just sort of gently gazing, I want you to look at this labyrinth. And as you look at it, you'll see that there's an entrance at the bottom of the page, and that's where we'll be going in. And as we walk this labyrinth, don't do it yet, we're gonna really move with intention. So you're gonna slide your finger along the path, and as you do so, invite yourself to, with each turn, with each spiral, to go deeper and deeper and deeper within yourself, within into this energy of ritual space, all the way to the very center of your heart. As you do this, I'm going to sing. Okay, so wait for me to start singing. I want to tell you that in a labyrinth, there are no wrong turns. All right, there is only one path to the center. So you can trust that you will arrive there. Okay, you are on the right path. So go ahead and have your finger ready. I'm going to sing you a song that I wrote in honor of the darkness that comes at winter solstice and seems appropriate right now with so much struggle and darkness that people have been living in, right? And working through. So that is the song. That is the song that will be sung to you. So take a deep breath and remember, allow yourself to sink in further and further, all the way to the center of your heart. In the darkness of the night, births a spark of flame. Dancing light in bitter cold, calling out your name. Remember, remember the wisdom of your soul. Remember, remember, your purpose was foretold. Now take this gem, this glowing sun, and carry it from here. Walk the path of brave healing, release your grief and fear. Remember, remember, the wisdom of your soul. Remember, remember, your purpose was foretold. Call forth this light, there's beauty here, and open up your mind. Embrace the night of your journey, and starlight you will find. Remember, remember, the wisdom of your soul. Remember, remember, your purpose was foretold. So as you arrive in the center of the labyrinth, go ahead and place your hand on your heart. Just be still with your heart for a moment. So we're going to be exploring this connection with our heart in ritual space. And you'll see that here on the next page, the title says Intuitive Visual Connection with Your Heart. What does that mean? Well, our subconscious speaks through the language of symbols. That's what dreams are all about. And so we're going to open ourselves to messages from our heart through visual imagery. What do I mean by this? It's instead of looking for the words, we're going to open a channel here so that our heart can actually speak to us and express itself through images, through color, through the scribbling action or the flowing action of your pen on paper. So this doesn't mean that you're trying to draw something specific or in detail, unless that's what your heart is asking for. It really might look like scribbling here, loop-de-loops there, or this part needs to be red, right? This part needs to be yellow. You're going to follow your intuition from your heart. And if you don't know what to do, simply put your pen on the paper and then watch what happens. Give it permission to start moving. Now you can do this stream of consciousness style, or you can follow along with me. I'll be offering some prompts and you can see how your heart responds to each of them. I want to honor that this activity, this process that we're about to do here was inspired by the Birthing From Within series. And this is actually a childbirth preparation book and experience course that you can take. And there's this prompt that says, asks you to draw the landscape of birth. And I did this with both of my children and it was so powerful for me. And so tonight, what we're gonna do is we're gonna draw the landscape of our heart. What have our hearts been carrying? What is here that wants to be seen and witnessed and honored? What is the landscape of your heart? When you're ready, you can begin to draw. Okay? I do invite you to really notice when your mind kicks in, because drawing from your mind is very different than allowing your heart to express itself on paper through imagery, right? So just pay attention. It has a very different energy to it. See what it feels like for you. All right, so let's begin. What has your heart been carrying about family? Might be your mother or your father, brother, sister, your children, your nieces, nephews, family. What has your heart been carrying about family? And then see what imagery comes out of your pen. Now let's ask your heart, what has your heart been carrying about your love life, about romance, about sexuality? It might be about a current partner or a past partner or one that's yet to come. Could be a longing. What has your heart been carrying about your love life? What has your heart been carrying about your life purpose and your work in this world? Is this a place of joy or a place of great frustration or confusion? See what your heart has to say And watch, this is a tricky one. This is one where your mind might want to sneak in and express itself. Instead, stay with your heart. Now we're going to start to expand from personal into bigger realms. So ask your heart, what have you been carrying about my local community? These are your neighbors, your town, your city. What is in your heart about your local community? People you want to see more of, people you see too much of. Now we'll expand it even further. What has your heart been carrying about our national community? National events, national disasters. What messages are in your heart that want to express themselves on this paper right now about our nation? Expanding further, what has your heart been caring about our global community? The people across the world. And now checking in with your heart about Mother Earth herself. What has your heart been holding and carrying about Mother Earth? What does your heart know to be true? And now take a moment and see if there's anything else that wants to come through in this time. From your heart in this way. Anything else that wants to be drawn, do that now. All right, so go ahead and finish that last line or dot or circle and put your pen down. Kind of step back a little and take a look at what you've drawn here. And just look with a noticing eye, with a curious eye, a compassionate eye. And as you see what's before you, I'm going to ask you to pick one area that felt like it had the most charge for you. What was the most heavy in your heart? The most painful, right? So pick that topic. Family, love life, life purpose, local, national, global, Mother Earth, or something of your own choosing. And we're going to bring this topic that was of the most charge for you into the next part of our ritual, which is intuitive kinesthetic connection with your heart. So what I want you to do right now is to bring forward that focused topic. And let's just run with national as an example. You can do whichever one speaks to you. So as you are feeling into that charge of what your heart has been carrying from the pain and anger and violence that has been taking place in our nation, I want you to invite your body to begin to move. So your body's wisdom, your body's expression of your heart's experience, of your heart's wisdom here, of what your heart has been carrying. So now instead of drawing on the paper, our body is doing the expressing. So you're actually going to move your body right now, right? And this is a form of authentic movement. So it start off small, by giving your body permission to start to move with this sensation of whichever topic was of the most charge for you. So do that now. Begin to move your body. You might feel a contraction. Your, like my fingers right now are kind of curling up tight. Yours might be doing something different. That's totally fine. Follow your body. As you really give yourself permission to express your heart through your body. Continue to move for about 10 more seconds. Feeling into this. Now come to a position that can really represent this experience of your heart. So choose your position and freeze in that position. And then take a deep breath and lean into it even further. Maybe that's clenching even tighter or dropping a little bit lower to the floor, whatever it might be for you. Now take a deep breath in and release. Release your body's position as well as your breath. Move your body back sort of into a neutral place. And now ask your heart to express itself through your body in the same category, but on the other end of the spectrum. What do I mean by that? I mean, look to the beauty in the same category. Ask your heart to express the joy and beauty that it knows to be true in this very same category. So if you chose national, as we were using as our example, national community, let your heart begin to express itself and remember and remind you of the 40,000 people that came together in Boston to march against white supremacists. Right, who said no. Let your heart remember all of those heroes that have and neighborhoods that have come together and rescued one another from these floods. Right? Let your heart express the good right now. So bring your body into movement. As you allow your heart to express itself through physical movement, as you remember the good, the beauty, even the joy in the same category that just a moment ago had so much heavy charge. So move for about 10 more seconds here, expanding into it. And coming to a position that really represents your heart's expression of the beauty and the joy. And hold that position. And then make it even bigger. Lean into it just a little more. Take a deep breath in, soaking that all in. And then release. Releasing the position, releasing your breath. Beautiful. In your companion guide, there is a space for you to make a couple notes or draw a little sketch of each of those positions, the one where you felt the heaviness and then the one where you felt into the beauty. Now we're going to move into an energetic clearing. So we've heard these messages from the heart, and now we're actually going to do a clearing for our heart. And help it release what it's ready to release, and then help fill it back up again. Okay? So this energetic clearing comes from the modality of transformational kinesiology. And I invite you to sit or stand or lie down, and I ask you to keep your legs uncrossed. So you need your legs to be straight for this. Standing works really well, sitting works really well. Get yourself comfy. And in your mind's eye, I invite you to imagine that there's this pool beneath you, beneath your feet, of clear, like crystal clear, shimmering water or energy or light. Work with whatever speaks to you. And then imagine also that there's this filter, almost like a piece of silk, just beneath your feet. And we ask that filter to allow into you only what will serve your highest and best good, and to release out of you only what you are ready to release. All right, so we're going to the other piece of this. Oh yes, the other piece of this is that as we breathe in this cleansing energy and breathe out what is ready to be released, every time that we pass by your heart, I want you to imagine that there's this beautiful harp music playing. All right, so you're going to hear me go thrum each time we go past your heart. And when you hear that, when you go bring this energy past your heart, just imagine each time that your heart glows a little brighter. Okay, with each thrum, it's like your heart is like, ah, yes, oh, yes, that felt good. Yes, more please, right? So here we go. We're going to start with your left foot. All right, so bringing your attention to your left foot, we're going to breathe in that beautiful, cleansing, clear energy. Sometimes it's helpful to actually use your hand to kind of pull it up. See if that works well for you. If you want to just visualize it, that's fine. So breathing in this clear, cleansing energy up your left leg, up to your hip, all the way up your torso, past your heart, thrum, all the way up the left side of your face, your left ear, up to the top of your head, and pause. And now, taking a deep breath and releasing it out, feel that cleansing energy come down the side of your left head, the left side of your head, down the left side of your torso, thrum, past your heart, down your leg, all the way out the bottom of your foot. We'll do that again. Go ahead and breathe in through your left foot, up your left leg, past your hip, up your torso, thrum, past your heart, all the way up to the top of your head. Deep breath. Breathing out, down the left side of your head, past your shoulder, past your heart, thrum, down your belly, and out your left leg. Beautiful. We're going to do the same thing on the right side. Breathing in through the bottom of your right foot. So breathing this cleansing energy all the way up your leg, past your right hip, up the right side of your belly, thrum, past your heart, all the way up the right side of your head to the very top of your head, and pause. Take another deep breath. Then as you release, feel this cleansing energy wash down the right side of your face, your right shoulder, thrum, past your heart, down your torso, down your right leg, all the way out the bottom of your right foot. Do this side one more time. Breathing in through your right foot, up your right leg, right side, past your heart, thrum, up your neck, all the way up to the top of your head. Deep breath and release, all the way down your right side, thrum, past your heart, past your belly, past your right hip, down your right leg, and out the bottom of your right foot. All right, now we're going to start coordinating our left and our right sides of our brain and aligning them with our heart. Okay? So now we're going to breathe in through our left foot, all the way up the left leg, all the way up past your hip, left side of your torso, thrum, past your heart, all the way up to the top of your head. Deep breath in. And now you're going to bridge and go down the other side, down your right side of your face, down the right shoulder, past your heart, thrum, down your right torso and hip, right leg, all the way out your right foot. Now breathing in through your right foot, breathing right back into your right foot, up your right leg, right hip, right torso, thrum, past your heart, all the way up to the top of your head and down the other side, down your left side of your face, down to your left shoulder, thrum, past your heart, down your torso, your hip, your leg, all the way down and out your foot. We're going to do this one more time in both directions, coming in through your left foot, up your leg, torso, thrum, left side of your head, and then crossing over to your right side, going down, right side of your face, thrum, heart, right side of your torso, right leg, right foot. And breathing in, drawing in through your right foot, right leg, up the right side of your torso, your heart, thrum, over the top of your head and down the left side again, thrum, down the left leg, all the way out your left foot. All right, so for this next part, we're going to be drawing the energy up through both feet at the same time. We'll bring it all the way up our body, all the way up to the top of our head, and then cross over and send that energy back down the opposite side. All right, so we're going to be doing both sides simultaneously and then bridging across the top of your head and back down. Here we go, beginning breathing in that cleansing, beautiful energy through your feet. This deep restoration, bring it up through your legs, both hips, up your torso, thrum, while your heart is so happy from both sides, all the way up to the top of your head, and then swap the energy left and right, send it down the opposite side, down to your shoulders, thrum, past your heart, down your torso, down your legs, out your feet. I'll do this one more time. Breathing in through both feet, up both legs, up your torso, thrum. Oh, your heart is glowing all the way up to your head. Switch sides, bring it back down for one more cleansing. Just waterfall of beautiful, clear energy. Thrum, past your heart. Breathing out through both legs, both feet. Place your hands on your heart. And in this moment, I invite you to speak an I am statement. Right now, in this sliver of time, I am. See what's true for you in your heart right now. I am peaceful. I am whole. I am loved. I am resilient. What is yours? Speak it out loud and then write it down. Beautiful. So you'll see here in your companion guide, it's time for another checking in question. How are you right now? In this moment, in this bubble of this ritual that we are doing together, in this momentary pause from the rest of your life, how are you right now? Having honored these messages from your heart, beautiful. So many times in life we have experiences and then, oh, look, it's this time. Let's head off and do the next thing. And instead of that, what I'm going to invite us to do is to actually reflect even deeper. Because it's in that reflection, it's in that extra pause that we learn so much. And it's actually where integration takes place. So right now I'm going to invite you to join me by this reflecting pool. And you'll see that you have another part here on your page. It's called the Journey Between. This is going to be a reflection experience. Now, when I did this exercise myself, I was really struck by how different the messages from my head were and the messages from my heart. So that's what we're going to do here. You have two columns, and for the title of one, label it head, and the other column, label it heart. And what I'm inviting you to do is to actually turn back to your drawing and look at this drawing with fresh eyes from having done this energetic alignment and filling your heart, cleansing, breathing. Take a look at your drawing with compassionate eyes. We're not judging here. We're really looking at this with curiosity. And see what you see. I can give a couple examples here. So one of them is from a woman who joined me for this ritual back in September. And when she was drawing for Mother Earth, she just had this huge, like, she just had so much anger about climate change. She was just scribbling as hard as she could. And then at the end, after we completed the ritual and she looked back, she wrote me and said, look, like, oh, she actually spoke it to me. She was saying, I am looking at my drawing and now all I see for Mother Earth is this abundant foliage. It's like there are these vines curling out in all directions with vibrant life. It was a completely different interpretation of the same drawing. I can give another example for myself when I did this. And I went to do Mother Earth. I thought I was going to have that angry scribble, that like heartbreak. And as I checked in with myself, I realized that was my brain saying like, oh, do this because you have such strong feelings. And when I actually let my heart lead, what showed up was this moon, this full moon. And then there were these pine trees next to it, and it turned into this little clearing in the forest with this beautiful full moon. With so much serenity. And that was what my heart wanted me to see. So right now, as you look at your drawing, or as you reflect on your own personal journey, I invite you to start writing down a couple notes here of what have been stories in your head or an experience in your head versus what is a message from your heart. And just notice, right? We're not pitting one against the other. We're simply noticing that there can be these two different experiences within us at any given time. And take another moment and write down your thoughts. Wonderful. I'm going to tell you where we're going to go from here. We're nearing the end of our call, and I have some homework that I want to offer you so that you can really begin to carry tonight's ritual into your life, right? So when this recording stops, these homework steps will really help you carry it forward and begin to integrate it into your life, your week, your months ahead. After we do that, I have a gift to offer you. And after that, we will close our ritual with another song and we'll dance our way out of the labyrinth. Okay, so I really do invite you to stay till the end to have that closing piece. All right, so your homework, carrying this work forward, right? Helping it go even deeper for you. You have those three bubbles on your companion worksheet. Here's number one. What is one insight from tonight that you will remind yourself of this week? What is one insight that you've gained from tonight that you will remind yourself of this week? And notice how I said will, right? Like this is a personal commitment. It's not just wanting to or trying to. This is something that you will remind yourself of. And go ahead and write that down. All right, number two. What is one specific way that you will take care of your heart this week? One specific way that you will take care of your heart this week. That might look like journaling for 10 minutes. It might look like going for a walk in the rain. It might look like a bath. Some candles and music playing. It could be a phone call with a loved one. What's one way that you can and will take care of your heart this week? Write it down. And it's really about nurturing you, right? Nurturing your heart, nourishing your heart. What does that look like for you? All right, now the third one. Now that we have filled ourselves up a little, right, and had this time to care for ourselves, recharge our heart batteries a little here, what is one specific action that you can take to help the world? This is the paying it forward piece, right? Maybe it is making that donation that you've been meaning to make. Maybe it is writing a letter or making a phone call to your senator. Maybe it's showing up at a rally. Maybe it's sitting in prayer, right? What is one specific action that you will take to pay this forward and help the world? This week. It can be small. Small is okay. Every drop counts. So for me, one of my actions this week is that I am opening up my calendar and offering 10 of you. There were 60 women who registered for this call. And I would love to serve all of you in this way, and that's simply not possible in my reality right now. But what is I am opening up 10 spaces. So 10 women will receive a free 45-minute head and heart alignment session with me. And that's a one-on-one session. It's over the phone. It's 45 minutes long. And it's really an opportunity to explore even deeper with me in this work, right? I'm going to give you the link for scheduling your session. This is a direct link to my calendar, so you can actually take a look and book book your session right there. There's a little questionnaire to answer as well, so we can know where you are and bring intention to the call. Here's the link. soulcenteredlifecoaching.com/free-session.html. I'll say that again. www.soulcenteredlifecoaching.com/free-session.html. This is for you if you know how much personalized support would benefit you right now. It's for you if you love learning new mindset tools and techniques for accessing your intuition and living in connection with your inner wise woman. It's for you if you feel an inner divide between what your heart is whispering to you and then the fears and doubts that your mind keeps whispering to you and keeps you paralyzed and overwhelmed, right? Think about those two different columns that we were just talking about of head and heart. How do we bridge that? How do we bring them into alignment with each other for our highest and best good? This session is for you if you want to start showing up on your life path, in your relationships, and in the world more fully as the woman you long to be, right? So if this speaks to you, I very much encourage you to hop on that link as soon as you're done listening to this recording and go ahead and say yes to yourself and to this work. I would love to connect with you further. All right. Let's sing, shall we? So go ahead and turn to your labyrinth page and place your finger right in the middle of the labyrinth. And as you dance your way out, slide your finger along the path and I'll sing to you. You're going to go ahead and come all the way out. This will be how we close our ritual space tonight. And when you emerge, if you feel like dancing, you are welcome to. Really allow yourself to feel and be in the joy of it. Women, it is time to say it like it is. Women, it is time to lift up our heads. Women, it is time to decide it's yes or no. Women, it is time, are you ready to grow? We're gonna shine, 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 turn your courage on. We're gonna shine, 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 tender and strong. So rise in your love and stand in your power, sister. Rise in your love and stand in your power, sister. Shine, 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 turn your courage on. We're gonna shine, 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 tender and strong. So rise in your love and stand in your power, sister. Rise in your love and stand in your power, sister. Rise in your love. Arise in your love. Rise in your love. Thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to connecting with you further. And please have a beautiful day, a beautiful evening.